want that all night long in the pasture.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's see. What do you call that part of the barn? Where, up above? You know what?
Haymow.
Okay.
M-O-W. Haymow.
Uh-huh. All right. Did you have a separate part of the barn where you keep, or a separate building where you store grain?
No, we had everything in one barn.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
One building, rather.
What'd you call it?
No special name, just barn.
Uh-huh, okay. Let's see. What if you couldn't get all the hay up in the haymow? What would you do with
it? Wait a minute, say that again.
Well, if you couldn't get all the hay up in the haymow...
We made a stack.
Oh, outside the barn?
Yeah, put a big post in ground about 14 feet high, and then there's built hay around it. And the man that built the stack, he has to know what he's doing, or what the whole thing is slides apart.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, sure. The diameter of the hay stack would be about 8 or 10 feet.
Yeah.
And you start piling your hay on the outside perimeter of the stack.
Yeah.
So it kind of builds up, see?
Yeah.
Instead of building down, you start in the center and work the hay out to what the edge. It goes down, but you build the edge up first and put bring the hay up. And in the meantime, you tromp around in there, see?
Yeah, I had no idea that hay. Nobody's ever told me that before.
Oh, golly. And they say with corn stalks, in around July the 4th, we cut the stalk off above the ear and make what they call putter out of it, corn tub putter. And then when it at night, when it's the damp air, night air. It kind of softens it up. We wrap it in the way, tie it into bundles. And that's, if they're in a room in the barn, we make corn tub stacks out of it. I did that many times.
I see.
Another thing interesting, you haven't asked me about, did they use manure on the corn?
Yeah, well, that's on here. How do you do that? How do you use that?
Well,
whatever for.
Yeah, it's a nasty piece of wood, but yeah. In Europe, they would pile that stuff in front of the house, and the bigger pile of manure you had, the richer you would continue to be. Well, that's all right. That's your fertilizer for your crops.
Oh, I see.
Sure. You heat up your land. You do something to your land. I can't explain the scientific part of what the fertilizer does to you. Not have all artificial, commercial fertilizer. It's no more manure. Good God Almighty. And it was a miserable job. So, okay, we would haul wheat, grass, corn tubs, and stuff into the cow lot for the cows with this. Trump all that in, you know.
Yeah.
Wetting it down and trump it in there. But by the time spring came around, it was all put in the wagon and all the feed just scattered out in the road.
Yeah, you had to just take pitchforks or whatever and toss it out in there?
Now, that wasn't so bad, but that loading up.
I bet that was bad.
Yeah.
Let me see, what else? when you first cut the hay, you know, it's still out in the field? What do you do to it,
Well, leave it later. Let the sun dry it out.
Yeah.
And maybe a day or so, you know what a hay rake is? Have you ever a hay rake?
No, what is it?
I wish you had my catalog along. Golly, I had no idea what this is going to be about. I could show you a picture of a hay rake.
Well, describe it for me.
It's a two-wheeled thing, pulled by maybe one or two horses, and it's got a teat on there, about 2 feet in diameter, open, and of course, as you go along there, the levers pull and let this teat down to the ground, and that picks up the hay and brings it into a windrow. You know what a windrow is?
No, exactly.
And it's a long pile of hay laying there.
Awesome.
And that's the while you go along that long pile, go along this way, and they get into heaps, into piles.
I see.
Then the next day, you're probably going into the wagon, and the hay rig on there, and you're hauling to the barn.
I see. A hay rig. What is that?
A hay rake is a skeleton thing on top of a wagon. It's a bunch of 1x4s. It's a framework. It's an open framework to keep the hay from falling off the wagon.
I see. These teeth on the what do you call it? On the hay rake. On the rake? What were they made of? Were they metal or wood?
You mean the seat?
No, the teeth.
Or the teeth.
Yeah.
That's about half-inch iron, half-inch diameter iron, round iron.
Oh, I see.
Something like spring steel.
Uh-huh.
Not just common iron, but spring steel.
I see.
Now today, it's done entirely different the way you do it today. You don't do it that way no more.
How do they do it now? I don't know how to do it now.
Now, can you explain? It's all
back
to pulled.
Round.
Yeah, all kinds of things goes in there.
Yeah.
It's all done different.
Uh-huh.
Hey, babe. Today, all right, besides hauling hay in the wagon, we would